Part 1. Questions 1 to 8. Directions. In this part, you will hear 8 short announcements, or instructions. There is one question for each announcement or instruction. For each question, choose the right answer, A, B, C or D. Then, on the answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer that you have chosen. Now, let's listen to an example. On the recording, you will hear.
Hello. This is the travel agency returning your call. You left a message about the holiday you've booked, asking which meals are included in the cost during your stay at Sunny Hotel. Lunch and dinner are free, but if you wish to have breakfast in the hotel, you will need to pay an extra amount of money, depending on what you order. Let me know if I can help you with any other information. Goodbye.
On the test book, you will read, which meal is not included in the price of the holiday? A. Breakfast. B. Lunch. C. Dinner. D. All. The correct answer is A. Breakfast. Now, let's begin with the first question. First, you'll have some time to read the questions 1 to 8. Question 1.
Where would you probably hear this announcement?
Good morning, everyone. Please remember, we have a meeting today in the large meeting hall on the second floor at 10 o'clock this morning. All staff must attend. We will talk about the move to our new office building. We will move next Monday, so you need to know what to do and where you need to be on Monday. So please make sure that you are on time for today's meeting.
Question 2.
Where would someone hear this message?
Thank you for calling the law offices of Jones & Young. If you are looking for a lawyer to help you with a problem, please press 1. If you are a lawyer from another company, please press 2. If you are a journalist, please press 3 to speak with our office manager. For all other questions, press 0 and someone will be with you soon. To hear this message again, press 9.
Question 3.
How long are the classes?
Remember, everyone needs to attend the sales training this Wednesday. The first class will start at 9 o'clock. At 10:30, we'll have a short coffee break. The second class will start at 10:45. We'll have lunch from 12:15. The third class will start at 1:30 p.m., then a short break. The last class will start at 3:15 and finish at 4:45. That's the day after tomorrow. Don't forget.
Question 4.
What should Jen do tomorrow?
Hi, everyone. Meet Jen. She'll be joining our team starting today. Jen worked in the head office for 5 years, but from today, she'll be working with us. Please note that Jen's email address is her home address, because she doesn't have her new office email address yet. When Jen gets her new office email address tomorrow, she'll give her new address to everyone.
Question 5.
What is the purpose of this announcement?
May I have your attention? Because of the weather, flight number 446 is going to be a bit late leaving. It's just too dangerous to take off in this high wind. As soon as this thunderstorm passes, we will take off. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Question 6.
What is the main point of this announcement?
Thank you for coming to see the Pacific Art Museum's exhibition of 18th century landscape paintings. The museum will be closing in 15 minutes. Please begin moving to the museum exits.
Question 7.
Who is Gary Reynolds?
Hi, this is Gary Reynolds from Skyline Airlines. You recently bought a ticket for February 16th on flight number 681 from Los Angeles to San Francisco. Unfortunately, there was an error on our website. That flight actually takes off at 9:40 a.m., not 10:40, as it said on the website. If that is a problem, please call me at the customer service line, 334-445-9284, and we will reschedule you to another flight. I'm sorry for the confusion.
Question 8.
What does the woman recommend the listeners do?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sorry we woke you up in the middle of the night. There was a small fire in the hotel's kitchen, but everything is okay now. The fire department has put out the fire. You can return to your rooms. It's completely safe. We're very sorry for the trouble.
That is the end of part 1.